Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you?
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe. Arrow. Wednesdays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal. To save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people! Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast, where tonight we're talking about episode 17 of this season 3, Suicidal Tendencies. And of course, with that title, we get the Suicide Squad. This time, Cupid and Cupid, and of course, Deadshot, who made a huge impact in this week's episode, as well as a flashback. We finally get a villain flashback. And then, of course, there's a rogue arrow, Green Arrow, out there killing people in Starling City, and of course, Oliver Queen gets hit with that allegation that the Arrow is now out there killing people, and we get to see Ray Palmer. OMG! Jeez! Iron Man is now on Arrow Talk. Kind of not what I wanted to see Adam do, because now he will be known as Iron Man, which kind of sucks, because that's not the Adam. If you're listening to us, we're on live for the next 25 minutes. Call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. If you're on Facebook, join our Facebook page at Arrow Talk. Just do a search and we'll pop up there. And also on Twitter, all one word, Arrow Talk. All right, let's continue this conversation of suicidal tendencies with our first caller from area code 239. Who is this?
The Adam, Matt. What's up?
Hey, Adam, Matt. Adam, Matt, are you on a speakerphone? Because I'm hearing feedback.
Oh, okay, I'll turn off speakerphone.
Yeah, I can hear myself talk. I'm like, hi, self. Hey, it's the future me.
That's
all right, man. Did you watch Suicidal Tendencies?
Oh, a few hours ago, man. Hell yeah. It was amazing. Yeah. I mean, what the F? What is Ra's al Ghul doing? I mean,
he's totally messing up Arrow, yeah. He's totally messing up Oliver.
Soon Lance is going to find out, and that whole scene, certain parts with Ray Palmer, man, he reminded me of Clark Kent. I mean, I swear.
I think about that too, especially when he showed up with Felicity at the wedding in the very beginning. I'm like, dude, that's Clark Kent. If he puts on glasses, I'm calling him Clark Kent. I'm not calling him Ray Palmer. That's it.
Yes.
All right, let's see who else is on the line with you, Matt, from error code 469. Who is this?
Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe. Welcome back, sir, on Arrow Talk.
Oh, man, I'm going to regret calling in because I don't – it's going to spoil so much for me.
All right, let's do our best, Matt. Let's do our best not to spoil it for Joe. We'll try,
okay.
Joe.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be really hard, but we'll try.
All right,
let's see. We got one more caller from error code 469. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Chris from Kendall.
Hey, Chris. How are you, sir?
Good.
So did you watch Suicidal Tendencies?
Yeah, I did.
On, on tonight's airing on March
25th, 2015. Yeah, it was great. I liked it.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Let's start off with the wedding. At least we're not spoiling it for you, Joe. We do know that they do get married. So
yeah,
let's go around that. Everyone looked great. I mean, Felicity, come on. She wore a red dress.
Damn.
It's like, of course, your eyes are going to dart to her. And she always looks good in a dress, regardless. But did you see Oliver's face when she kind of, like, showed up? And he was like, hey. And then Ray Palmer shows up and is like, aw.
Awkward,
Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And what about Diggle when he was introduced to Ray? And he goes, if you hurt her, they won't find your body. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me read you guys a quick synopsis. As you guys think of your favorite scene that you want to share to the group, let me read you this, and then we'll get to your favorite scene. It's a celebration time for as Diggle and Lila get married. However, Deadshot interrupts their honeymoon and tells them that Suicide Squad has been given a mission. Rescue United States Senator Joseph Gray from a hostage situation in the Republic of Kasnia. Amanda Waller breaks down the mission and introduces him to the newest member of the Suicide Squad, which is who, guys?
Cupid.
Yes,
Cupid
is back, man, and she's some vixen. Meanwhile, Oliver learns about Ray's new Adam costume, and the two have a heated standoff. And Felicity and Ray hit a rough patch, and only time will tell if they could patch it up again, which we kind of got a little glimpse of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go to you, Matt. Give us your let me give you mine favorite scene. My favorite scene, of course, it was the full-blown Adam costume in full effect. But it kind of sucks now that we saw it because it even sounds like Iron Man. Even the lasers, the pulse ray or whatever it was. Let's talk about the suit, because I'm sure everybody just wants to hear about the suit. Let's talk about the suit real quick. And I'm sorry, Joe. I know we were going to say no spoilers, but I have questions. And I want to ask the guys that did watch it, what was their thoughts? Because I'm sure you're going to have the same thoughts I had, Joe. Well, not the same, but, you know, kind of close.
Yeah.
It's Iron Man. I mean, and you knew that, Joe, even as he was fixing, preparing his outfit.
Yeah.
It's totally Iron Man. It's not the Atom. It's totally Iron Man. Are we happy we have Iron Man? Yeah, it's kind of cool, but not really, because it's Iron Man. it was great to see him in action and the way he kind of, like, messed up. I love how no one checked on Roy after he gives him, like, that electrical burst, and then Oliver was able to dismantle his power, but if you notice, after Arrow or Oliver talked to Ray, he kind of just turned around and walked away, and I'm thinking, dude, Roy's on the floor over there, go help him out. That was just me. Okay, and another great scene of mine was seeing the reveal of Deadshot being the one that killed Diggle's brother. He was the one that was on the hit list. And seeing that reveal, I was just like, no, my gosh, that was like we saw the flashback, which is kind of great because I'm sure they mentioned it already, right?
I thought we knew that last season.
Yeah, we knew it, But in the flashback, we actually got to see the orders and all this and that of him being recruited to the Suicide Squad, and his first target was Diggle's brother, which is kind of great to see that again, and to see how much of a relationship Diggle and Deadshot have with one another. And another scene that I like was when Cupid was all over Deadshot for being so, like, badass. What'd you guys think about that?
Very, very sexy.
Very sexy. All right. All right. So those are my favorite scenes. But I want to touch base about the costume again. Are we happy that we have an Iron Man? Let's go to you, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, for on TV, I mean, yeah. But, guys, he played Superman once. Didn't you guys get a bit disappointed when Felicity brought up X-ray vision? I mean, come on. He had the power of X-ray vision in Superman Returns. I laughed at that part. Because he had the X-ray vision power in the suit when he detected Oliver Queen. I go, really? X-ray vision on Arrow? Because he played Superman back in 2006 in Superman Returns. But yeah, I'm enjoying the suit, Jesus. I mean, seeing the rockets fly and just like Iron Man in the fight scene, so amazing. He's going to tell Lance that Oliver Queen is the Arrow, even though he was talking to Laurel. I really thought that Lance was going to find out tonight. The ending was going to be Lance at the Arrow cave.
Yes. Yes, I thought that as well, yeah.
I can't believe Maceo targeted Felicity at the end, but we know she doesn't die because I've seen pictures of her and her mom in next week's episode, Public Enemies.
Yeah, she's not done yet. Let's go to you, Chris from Candor. Did you watch tonight's? Oh, I already asked you. So give us your favorite scene, dude.
I was already mad at Roy. I mean, not Ray Palmer for being a... that, and he was just out of the blood, you know. He did not know Oliver Queen. I mean, he didn't give it a doubt, you know what I mean, the benefit of a doubt, and he just wanted to go and terminate, you know. So I kind of didn't like that, and I was mad, so I didn't really care about the suit. I was ranting on Facebook, I mean, on Twitter the whole time, and calling him a fake Iron Man. So,
That's what I did. I'm like, it looks cool, but it looks like Iron Man.
but I do like that. I expected more fight between him and Oliver, you know, between him and the Arrow, you know, and I wanted to see more, but I didn't. So, but I, you know, my favorite thing when they are fighting with Roy, so...
Yeah, I mean, that scene definitely was one of my favorites. Here, I looked up the Atom from DC Comics. Here's a little description of his abilities that are totally polar opposite from what we're watching on Arrow. For those listening to the podcast right now, it says, ability to shrink and grow his body and other objects to varying degrees, including the subatomic level, while manipulating his weight to his advantage. Totally opposite than what we're getting. What do you think is going to be the big reveal of that costume other than, hey, look, I could fly. Hey, look, I have X-ray. Hey, look, I could do blasts like Iron Man. Is that it? Or do you think we still haven't seen the ultimate power of that suit? Let's go to you, Chris.
That means that there's still going to be a more development on him.
I hope so, yeah.
One day we're going to have just an episode just dedicated to him and who he's going to become.
He wasn't reading the description of his powers from the show. He's reading from the DC.
No, that's from the comic book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, but I'm talking about how he's going to develop it on the show. I'm not talking about the comic.
But just because it says that what he does in the comic books, that doesn't mean it's going to develop that into the show. That's what you said.
Right, no.
Does that mean
I'm hoping it will. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's always hope. I think the only way the writers could do it is, hey, look, there was an accident. Just like the Flash. And he's wearing the suit at the same time. So, of course, the suit has the ability to bring him down and up. Who knows?
I was going to say, hopefully, hopefully in the next season, probably we'll see that suit enables him to shrink and grow. Hopefully. The writers will see, you know what, fans, they don't like that this is a knockoff Iron Man. let's right into the show, somehow he develops the ability to shrink and grow. Hopefully they'll see that.
With enough ranting on Twitter.
Yeah, I haven't read anything about the Iron Man suit. How are people taking it?
On Twitter, I've seen a lot of people say Iron Man knockoff. And I agree.
Oh,
I mean,
what about on Movie Pilot? What about, Chris, what about Movie Pilot? What are people saying?
No comment.
No comment. Oh, okay. What about Matt? Have you read anything on Movie Pilot?
Not
do they like the suit?
Not lately, no. I've been staying away from Movie Pilot.
Why?
Good for you, Matt.
Yeah, because I've been busy. I go to Dave's
program. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You go to Dave's school?
Maybe that's a good thing, Matt.
Dave program. It's a thing in the company I live in supportive living now, and I'm in a special program I go to.
Right.
That they help me with.
Nice.
All right, so I wonder if the writers will ever bring, like we said, by accident or on purpose, his natural abilities as we all know him as the superhero, the atom who shrinks to a molecule series.
So
that's going to be very awesome to see when that unfolds. All right, so let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Give us your favorite scene.
Well, but I do have a favorite scene to share, but here's some big emotional, sad news for all of us. The big shock on who's going to die this season. It's been announced.
Why are you doing that?
Chris, Matt, just tell us your favorite scene. That's all you have to say.
Okay. I love the fight scenes and the way Ra's al Ghul's men are teasing us.
And we found out who the arrow that's been killing people. Who is it?
Maseo.
Yes.
Oliver's
Maseo.
Old friend.
Maseo is the one that's causing havoc.
I thought it was Roz.
Is the one that ordered him to create the chaos. But Oliver is looking for that one guy that is the arrow, but obviously he doesn't know it's his best friend.
Yeah, I think it's just crazy. I mean, why did Maseo even want to serve Ra's al Ghul? I mean, in what happened in the Hong Kong flashbacks, is his son even alive?
Well, see, I'm sure they'll bring that back again, like in a flashback or something, because that storyline is not over yet.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. Like, all right, he's working for him, so we have to figure that out.
We know Batman's out there. I mean, Batman's got to be out there.
Matt, do you have anything else of your favorite scene?
I love the Adam versus the Arrow fight scene. I love the wedding scene for Felicity Smoking. Damn, she looks so smoking in that red dress. And I love the awkward tension. I love the Ray Palmer and Oliver scene. That was awesome to see them finally talking the way he goes Arrow, and then he goes Super Suit, meaning I thought it'd be funny with Oliver saying first Arrow, and then he goes Superman. That would have been very funny.
Right, with the Super Suit.
Yeah, because that would be Superman, since he once was Superman.
I hear you.
But great episode and amazing.
All right, really great episode. We also got to see some more of the Suicide Squad. It's kind of weird when I was watching Deadshot. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to imagine Will Smith as Deadshot. Still doesn't work. What about you guys? Let's go to you, Chris. Can you see Will Smith as the Deadshot character?
That was not really on my mind at all, but I was thinking he can put it off, but comparing right now, so
he can pull it off.
Oh man, I don't know. I think he might be the cancer to that movie. Joe from Krypton, your thoughts? Do you think Will Smith will pull it off?
I love the casting, dude. I think he's totally going to be able to pull it off. I can't wait to see it.
All right, let's go to you, Matt.
Yeah, I think he'll do good. I mean...
I hope so.
I don't know. I mean, he does more of a comedy type thing, and he's a
rapper. Yeah, and I know he's going to try to be like a Joker. Hey, boom, 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 boom.
He's got so many Academy Award-winning movies under his belt. I mean, he does more than comedy.
Well, the recent movie I saw him in was Men in Black.
Hancock.
I prefer him in Men in Black, but... It's going to be very interesting to see Will Smith with tattoos, aiming a gun, and with, like, one patch for an eye, or however they're going to make that shot.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting as they continue to build up that franchise into a motion picture movie now. So it's definitely big talks to what everybody's talking about. All right, so we also got a human moment with Diggle and his wife talking about his daughter while they were trapped in Cosnia, in the Republic of Cosnia. What do you guys think? We got a little glimpse of fear in Diggle on how, you know, he can't be doing this. You know, he has a family now, and he even told his wife, you know, I'm leaving Team Arrow, and I guess that's the name they're going by, Team Arrow. I'm like, great. All they needed to say is hashtag Team Arrow. For everybody to go crazy on Twitter, but I don't think it trend. Did it trend tonight? Team Arrow? Anybody saw
it? I don't know, but that's a stupid name. That's a really stupid name.
I know. And even for Diggle to say that, I was like, really? You gave Diggle that line? I'm leaving Team Arrow. I'm like, what?
We can all thank that stupid Twilight movie for starting that tall team whatever crap.
Team Edward and Team Bella and Team Robert or whatever his name is. Yeah. Well, yeah, we blame Twilight for all those team hashtags.
Do you guys even think, though, that Oliver is going to even consider, like, what everything that's going on with the League, if he's going to become the next Ra's al Ghul?
He's already been considering it.
I don't think so, because if he does, then the show is over. The end. Oliver becomes Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah,
true.
Well, he's already considering it, but Diggle's trying to talk him out of it. Like, are you crazy? Like, can you tell me that there's not a world that this would even be possible in your mind? You know?
But at the same time, I'm thinking, Ra's al Ghul was like, you know, it brought up August. You know, the League of Assassins, you know, and he played so many ways to be a hero. He can be Ra's al Ghul and start killing people. You know what I mean? And just like order, hey, we're gonna be team of heroes, we're gonna go be, you know, gonna be
what's
it
gonna be?
Go.
Team Ra's al Ghul? Team Ra's al Ghul.
Terrible idea.
Or no. Wait. Team League of Assassins, hashtag.
Yeah.
And then he goes, Ra's, I need a favor. Like, he'd say, Ra's, I need a favor. Go to Beyond You, kill Slade Wilson. I need him dead, once and for all.
If Oliver takes up Ra's al Ghul's offer, I am going to stop watching Arrow, because that will be total BS. It will make me mad to no end. Yeah.
It would be. I want to ask you guys in the room right now, I want to ask you, were we okay with the Thea-less episode, meaning there was no Thea in this episode, which is really great for me.
Was
Thea.
She
was at the wedding, right? She was sitting down, but she didn't have a line.
Yeah, she was there, but she did not have any screen time.
Yeah, she didn't have a line, which is great. I'm like, wow, this Arrow was actually watchable because she wasn't on there. Or she didn't talk to me. Also, we haven't touched base about Laurel, how she has her cast on now from her latest injuries and mentions to Oliver. I don't know if you saw this part, Joe, because it's at the very beginning where he goes, I see you got your cast. And then she's like, well, you know, I've been training, you know. And then he's like, she? What do you mean she? Who's she? When do you think Laurel's going to tell him?
Oh, that's right. They've been hanging out secretly. Who knows?
What's her name? I forget her name. Nisa? Nyssa, yeah.
Nyssa.
You say Nyssa, I say Nyssa, Nyssa, Nyssa.
It's Talia. I don't know why they don't just call her Talia.
I know. Well,
I don't know if you heard, but I think it was on Movie Pilot where they said Talia's coming to. Oh, no, that's Gotham. Sorry. Different show.
Was that the title on Movie Pilot? Oh, sorry, that's Gotham. We messed up.
There you go. yeah, that's exactly what the article said. all right, so let's talk about what didn't work in this week's episode of Arrow, Suicidal Tendencies. The one thing. This has to stop. I mean, I understand Felicity is so hot for Oliver, and Oliver's like, no, I am the Arrow. How much longer is that going to come and go? Like, oh, or and then Ray Palmer's, I know you love him. No, I don't. I love him. And then she goes to Oliver, Oliver, now he's not talking to me. And I think I'm kind of burned out now with this whole back and forth with Felicity. It was cute at first, and it was kind of like, whoa, that's a cool idea that those two characters might hook up. And, oh, yeah, I totally understand. He doesn't want her to get hurt or, you know, get involved, you know, too deeply into what he does other than just assist him on the computer. How much longer will this take where we're, like, so fed up, we're, like, fast-forwarding those scenes? Let's go to you, Matt. How much more of that can you take between the love triangle that Felicity creates?
Matt, I take a lot from Felicity.
I mean, yeah, I can take Felicity.
No, I'm not saying less Felicity. I'm just saying the whole love triangle thing.
I'm done with the whole love triangle thing.
Yeah.
Because in the recent Lone part with Oliver and Felicity,
yeah.
I was so pissed off when she found out that he's working with Malcolm.
Yep.
And
Oliver says, when were you planning to tell me?
Yeah, and she goes like, I don't want to be a woman that you love, and like, she's so much crying, like, way too much around
all the time.
Arrow.
Anytime she talks to Arrow or Oliver directly, she starts, and then you told me that. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Again?
And then Ray is there to comfort her. And Ray
was
like,
but this time Ray was like, back off, B.
Yeah.
You B.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, let's go to you. How much longer can we take of this love triangle?
I don't know. I think they just need to move on. You know,
Yeah. Same
with Ray. He
is time.
Canary maybe later. So they just need to bring that back already. And I don't think they're going to be together. I think they're going to get over each other, but they just need to do it now. You know?
Yeah, I'm even waiting for the Huntress to come back. I mean, bring her on. She was so great for Oliver. Let's go to you, Joe. I know you haven't seen the total episode, but you are aware of this triangle. How much longer can you take?
I'm done with the love triangle, man.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Let Felicity and Oliver be together already. I don't think she belongs with Ray. I'm done with the love triangle.
There you go. I hope the writers are listening. And I thank you guys for downloading the podcast for those listening from iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. This has been the Arrow Talk Podcast. I want to thank Matt from Florida, Joe from Krypton, Chris from Kandor, and for those of you listening to us live, thank you so much. Chris, Joe, let's do shout-outs. Go ahead, Joe.
I want to shout out to everyone out there downloading. Thanks for the downloads and the listens. We really appreciate you guys listening to a bunch of jokers like ourselves talking about these DC properties that we love. So
hey,
thanks
speak for
listening.
Yourself. All right, Chris, what's your shout out?
Hey, thank you for picking up my call and thank you everybody for listening. Have a good night.
Hey, Chris, do you want to shout out your Movie Pilot articles?
I'm working on another one. I will do that later.
Oh, geez.
Okay, but you don't want to promote the ones you've written so far?
No, I will.
Okay,
I'll
trying to help you out, buddy. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk next week. Have a good night.